You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
And hello, everybody. Welcome once again to another edition of one, if not the favorite radio program that you enjoy. It is time for your spiritual GPS to success. Yes. I am so very happy to be here. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, and I really am happy to be here, everybody. I am so excited to be here. This has been a great time. At the time of this recording, it is the month of September, which has been my birthday month. I made it another year, which I'm happy about it. Y'all, many of you know, I don't want to say lie. It sounds so bad, but that's what I did. I was staying at 27, but I'm grateful that I'm 52. I really am. You know, when you look back and you get notices on Facebook that this classmate then passed away and that one then died and all of that, like, oh God, I am happy that I made it to 52. And especially during this time of COVID-19 and the racial tension that's going on, I'm happy I made it to 52. So yes, I'm still celebrating my birth month of September. So anyway, those of you that want to send a nice gift, you sure are welcome to. You are certainly welcome to. Somebody, I didn't get him a present. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. You still have time. But I thank you so very much for allowing me the chance to be your spiritual life coach. And today we have a wonderful program that I am excited to talk with you about. I really want to talk about letting go. Letting go. This is what I want to talk about. Those of you that are on the broadcast. Now, listen, don't forget. Now, those of you that want to be a part of our live radio audience, all you got to do is text the word LOA to 40691. Okay. Text LOA to 40691. And you too will get a notification when I'm doing a live broadcast, like I'm doing right now, because I have several people that are in queue and they are waiting to talk with me. So I want to get this show on the road. I want you to tell somebody that need to tune in to your spiritual GPS to success, especially today. Why? Because we are going to practice letting go. We're going to practice letting go. Now, what does that mean, Dr. Mosley? Well, I'll tell you what. Hold on. I'm going to take a quick break and I'll be right back. And we're going to talk about letting go. In the meanwhile, have you been to the new website, drmichaelmosley.com? If you haven't, shame on you. Go to the new website, drmichaelmosley, okay? drmichaelmosley.com. And you'll see all the different things that we have going on. And it's a way that you can register to stay connected with us, okay? Would you do that? Now, we got to get ready to let go, because it's the fall season. Thank God fall finally came in. Oh, God, because it was burning up here in Georgia. It was burning up, but we're grateful for the fall. Listen, don't go anywhere. I have a lot of callers that are in queue, and I have some things that I want to share with you about letting go. Don't worry. We'll be right back, everybody. Don't go anywhere. In tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And you all know, I also forgot to tell you, I thank you so very much. Several of you have emailed me and messaged me on Facebook or social media. And I pray that you have downloaded the latest copy of the Law of Attraction magazine. Yes, I am on the cover. And I am so excited about that. In fact, if you haven't seen it, go to my website and see a copy of the magazine. You can read the article there about me. Yeah, I'm grateful. For me, I'm just so excited. So you all got to get over my excitement, okay? But in fact, celebrate with me because I really am excited. September, I was kind of not necessarily dreading it approaching, but I knew September may be a bit of a challenge for me because it not only is a birth month for me, but it is also the month that my mother transitioned. So on September 26th, it'll be a full year that my mom had passed away. And so, it's like going through that year first. Sometimes it could be a bit of a problem, but we made it. The first birthday, the first Mother's Day, the first Thanksgiving, the first Christmas, all of that, but we made it. So I am excited about that. So thank you for your prayers. I really do appreciate it. This is the fall season, and most of us, you're starting to see the leaves gently fall from the trees and they're gathering on the ground. So that let me know that the trees, I did a post on Facebook that the trees even know when it's time to let go of some things. And although the leaves are beautiful, sometimes we got to let things go that are no longer serving us. We got to let it go. We got to kind of let it drop by the wayside. Hey, this is not helping me anymore. But now that tree once had those beautiful leaves, but now it's letting those leaves go, preparing for greater, preparing for a beautiful spring. So right now, there may be some things in your life that we got to let go of. You got to ask yourself the question, is this really serving me right now? Is this really, now it's soon it's going to, especially here in Georgia, it's going to get a little cold, and maybe that swimsuit that you wore in the heat of July, it won't serve you in the middle or in the middle of October. It may not serve you. So we got to let it go for right now. Put it away and we can get it again next spring or next summer. Some things we got to know when to let go. Although it was a beautiful time, it was a beautiful sofa set. I remember I held on to my first piece of furniture that I bought as an adult. I bought it with my first income tax check. It was a love seat and a sofa set. Oh, I held on to it as much as I could. The stuffing was coming out of it and everything. But it came down to a point where I had to let it go. Come on, Mosley, you gotta let it go. And sometimes it's hard to let go of some things because we are still focusing on what it was and not what it is. See, what it was my first sofa set. It really just wasn't a sofa set. No, it represented my independence. This is something I bought. So we have to get to that point of saying, you know what? Am I really holding on to this friendship that is not really serving me because we were dear friends 30 years ago? But now we barely talk to each other. Am I holding on to this suit or to this dress because of the way I felt in it 10 years ago, but now it's just an aggravating reminder that I'm no longer this size? If we really want to better our lives, we have to learn when to let go of some things. So as the leaves are falling from the trees, we got to say, you know what? What do I need to let fall from me? Some friends, some relationships, maybe even that marriage that's not working for you. I may need to let this go. And believe it or not, there are people that have been separated for years. And I'm like, y'all haven't got divorced yet? No. I'm like, well, what you waiting on? Well, some people say, well, I still want that check when he dies. But you in misery. Does this check really mean that much to you? Or how do you know you're going to really get that much money? Come on, you may need to let that go. You're in a job that you really don't like. We may need to let that go. You know what? I want you to think about that. I believe I'm getting ready to go on the line, and I want to talk. Let's see if I can get this working pretty good here. But I want to talk to some people about letting go. What are you ready to let go of? What are you ready to say, you know what? Hey, I think I'm ready to let this thing go, okay? And you know what? It takes boldness to do that. It takes boldness to say, I'm going to let this go. I believe I'm going to the line to, I believe it's Sharon. Sharon, are you there?
Hi. Yes, I'm here. It's pronounced Sharon.
Sharon. Ooh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Sharon, perfectly where are you fine. From?
From Delaware, Wilmington, Delaware.
Oh, you're from Delaware. Now, is it still warm up there in Delaware?
It's still warm. We had some cool days this past week, but it's pretty warm today.
Oh, now, there's a lot of water out there. Do you go swimming out there in Delaware?
No. Swimming? Down in, there's the beaches. The beaches are about two hours away from me. So, there's not a lot of water around me to swim.
Okay. now, Sharon, I want to know, what is something that you are ready to let go of in this fall season?
Well, I was listening to what you're saying because I couldn't think of what, and it's so funny that you said that because I had received an email that I get from an author that I like, and he said the very same thing, something about letting go, and that was this morning, and so wow. I'm not really sure exactly what I need to let go of, but the only thing that immediately came to my mind was fear. I think that I've been letting fear hinder my growth professionally and academically and socially. And I'm trying to work on that, but that's the only thing I could really think of, you know, figuratively.
Well, let me help you by understanding that is a major thing to let go of. Fear blocks so many of us from achieving our goals. Fear mm-hmm. blocks so many of us of wanting to try different things. And that's a great thing to let go of fear. And the next thing I want you to do is identify. Now, you can do this later in your time. What am I afraid of? Because sometimes I can only testify about myself. I've been afraid of what people may think about me. I've been afraid of other people's ideas. And sometimes I've been afraid even of myself. You know, what if I really, really like this chocolate and I cannot get away from it? Because I've heard of people becoming addicted to chocolate. So, you know, what if? What if? And those what ifs are an indicator of fear. So I believe that's a wonderful target, a wonderful element to say, I am going to let go of fear, then I can try mm-hmm. different things. Now, let me ask you this, and then I'm going to go to your question. What is a goal that you would like to try, let's say within the next 3 months, what is something you would like to try or would like to experience?
Within the next 3 months?
Yes. You was waiting on me to say the next 3 years. No, I'm talking.
Well, that would be awesome if it would be in 3 months. But I would like to just grow in my field, my job. I want to grow. I'm going to go up the ladder.
So you want to go up the ladder.
Fear has kept me from doing that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So right now, I want you to start saying to yourself, I intend to grow in my field. I want you to quote that statement to yourself. I intend to grow in my field. That means you're making an effort. You're going beyond fear and you're making that effort to grow in your field. Does that make sense to you, Sharon?
Yes, it does.
I want you to go for it. Sharon, what else can I look into for you on today?
No, I think that's it. I just think that's really my hold up. I have a lot of stuff. I have a lot of junk. I have a lot of things that I can't get rid of.
Now it's coming to you now, isn't it? See, all of that now is coming to you. But I really want you to realize this. This is your world, Sharon. Now, that's what Spirit is telling me to remind you. This is your world. You is like your home. You bring into your home what you want. The statue, the sofa, the table, to your liking, your taste. So you have to do the same thing with your life. Take charge of your life and let go of other people's opinions, thoughts, and ideas. Yours has to be first and foremost. Does that make sense to you, Sharon?
It does. It makes sense. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, Sharonda. I appreciate you. So you hang in there and keep going and let go, okay?
Okay.
Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. You too have to find something to let go. I'm going to do better this fall season. I'm letting go of those things that no longer are serving me. I'll be right back. Spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach, and I am grateful to be here. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and we're talking about letting go. Letting go. Now, you know what? When you're letting go of things you no longer need in your life, it takes boldness. It really takes you trusting that I really don't need this, and you don't. It's something that you really just, I don't need, and I'm going to let this go, that I can prosper, that I can continue to grow. Because if you don't let it go, a lot of times it becomes that hindrance and it's keeping you down. Mm-hmm. And we want to go up. Listen, I'm going back to the phone line. I believe I'm staying right here in Atlanta with Keyshawn Hughes. How you doing, Keyshawn?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Dr. Michael Mosley?
I am doing good, my dear. Blessings to you. Because it's been hot in Georgia, so we're grateful for the fall, isn't that
oh,
right?
Oh, yes. We are grateful for the fall. Yes, we are.
So now listen, Keyshawn. Now, this is the fall. And we're starting, yes. It's slow, but we're starting to see the leaves fall from the trees. What is something, yes, that you are willing to let go of?
There were so many things that came to mind when you asked that question, and this Rona belly, this Rona 15 that I picked up, I want to let that go. I'm willing to let the Rona belly, I'm willing to let that go.
I just caught what you were saying. I'm like, what is she saying? But now I got it. Somebody been going to, yes, the refrigerator a little bit.
I have. Yes. I want to let that go. I really do.
You really want to let it go?
I do. Yes.
You sure,
yes,
about
I
that?
Yes, I do.
Now, you know what? Honestly.
I'm positive.
Honestly, it now, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You go start becoming psychic watch, because you go hear this voice say, put the cookie down. And you go like, where'd that come from? You go hear, yes, that psychic voice say, just one piece of chicken. That's it. That's it. No more. You know.
So, I need a good coach. Yes.
Now,
yes.
That is going to be your cue to say, do you really want to let it go? Do you really want to do it? Well, sometimes it becomes hard because it smells so good, the food.
Oh, my goodness.
Just like, oh, yes, God. But anyway, I think that's good, because, yes, you're not the only one. You're not the only one
okay,
that says that I want to let the little belly, COVID belly, go. You know.
I do. Yes, I
now,
do.
Now, tell,
yes,
me this. Why do you want to let it go?
Well, it's not serving me. Exactly what you said. I don't feel like it's serving me in the way that I should be served. So I am willing to let it go. But I know there are actions aligned with that to make it all happen. So I think it starts with the mindset first.
Yes.
And if I can establish that and then put some action to it, I'm hoping I'll see the results that I would like to see.
I'm confident that you will. I really am. Yes. You know, that's a scripture in the Bible, faith without works is dead. So
you're
willing to put them both together and let it go. I think that's a great plan, and I believe you can do it. I really do.
Thank
you. So, Keyshawn, what is something I can look into for you on today?
Ooh, career. What do you see for me related to career?
Ooh, career. Oh, we went from COVID belly to career.
Yes.
we went from COVID belly to career. All right. Now,
yes, we did.
In your career, well, obviously, I'm getting that you're making, it's like I feel like I'm making a choice here, and I've got a choice to make. Which one? But now I do feel that both, you have a choice for two good opportunities. It's just which one do I want to take? So now, now the one that has previously served you, is the one that you are leaning more so toward. The one is like something that I've been used to right now, and I am accustomed to this. And that's the one that is really serving you. And that is the one that's really holding on to you more tighter. The one that's really trying to really, elevate you. And I do feel that that one is the better choice right now. I don't have, I don't know if this is making any sense, but it's like I'm feeling.
It does make sense. Yes.
Okay, great. So I do feel like that is the one that is, the better route to take at this time, the newer opportunity, because that has not been proven to be as effective. I think they have good intentions, but the foundation has not been solidified yet. I feel like I'm walking in wet cement, although it is cement.
Oh.
It is, and it's going to harden. They're still trying to get things together. But for what you need at this time in your life, you are not, I don't want this to sound bad, but you're not at the, it's not time for you to take that risk at this time.
We
need more of assurance right now. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Thank you so much.
Well, hang in there and let go of all that COVID belly. And I'm going to join you myself on that. We go let it go.
Yay.
We go,
let it go together. Yes.
We got to do it. We really have to do it. And you know what? Because you know what? If we let it go now, we get ready for the holiday month when you really go do all the cooking.
Oh, yes. Oh, thank you so much for planting that seed. You're right. I need to set the foundation for that.
Yeah. Because we don't need to add another belly for the holiday belly. Let's get rid of COVID belly and then work on, holiday belly.
That's such a good plan. I love it. Yes.
Blessings to you, Keyshawn. Hang in there, my dear. Everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Ask yourself, what am I willing to let go of? You know, I need to let go of some stuff. Yeah, you do. Maybe that old sofa set. It may be those drapes. It may be that Jerry curl. You know, hey, that thing been gone a long time ago. Come on. We'll be right back after this, everybody. Spiritual GPS to success. I'm your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Mosley. And listen, don't forget to get a reading with me, okay? If you desire a reading with Dr. Mosley, all you got to do is text the word reading to 40691. Text the word reading to 40691. And you too will receive the information to schedule and book your reading. And we'll have a good time talking with each other. All right. I look forward to that. And go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. Okay. Go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. I believe that I'm going to Tasia. Let's see. Tasia, are you there?
Yes.
How are you doing, Miss Tasia?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Now, Tasia, this ain't your boyfriend. I need you to raise your voice. You talking all slow and low. Who your boyfriend?
Okay.
But Tasia, I thank you so very much for being on. Now, Tasia, now where are you calling me from, Tasia?
From,
Are you there, Tasia?
Miami, Florida. Yes, okay. Florida.
You call? Oh, that's where I just went. I went to Florida. My wife took me to Florida for my birthday. I was in Marco Island. I think they call it Napoli.
Oh, nice.
You know where that is?
Okay. Yes.
Oh, it was. It was very nice. And the weather was really good. I thought it was, you know, they showed that it was going to be some thunderstorms, but I prayed. I said, now, Lord, while I'm here, I don't want no thunderstorms, no hurricanes, nothing. So, and I did. I had a pleasant trip. It was absolutely wonderful. So now, Tasia, what is something that you are willing to let go of in this season of your life? Tasia, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, what are you willing to let go of, Tasia?
Fear.
Fear. Okay.
Fear of the unknown.
Fear of the unknown. So explain that to me. What does that mean to you?
I think at times I worry a lot about the future, you know, as opposed to enjoying the present. And just living. We've talked about this before, you and I. And that is something I want to let go and just enjoy life as opposed to being so fixated on the end result and, you know?
Yeah, now I got you. Now, when you're saying the end result, let's fine tune that a little bit. Let's start focusing on the end result of fun. Fun. You got to ask yourself, because this is why we're letting go of some things, because it's no longer serving me. So therefore, if I hold on to it, it's just going to bring me more chaos and difficulty. It's not bringing me any fun. The end result of your activity should be fun. And I'm going to use another word. This is a word that came to me while I was on vacation. And that word is satisfaction. Are you satisfied with your life? Are you satisfied with what is going on in your life? So you got to ask yourself, is this really satisfactory? Is this really bringing me great satisfaction? So you got to focus on that. Focus on that and say, you know what? I'm going to go for the satisfaction. Now, when I'm going, get into my car and I go to the store, let's say I'm going to the brown store, whatever. Well, I may pass up the red store, the green store, and the yellow store, but my goal is the brown store, because that is where I'm going to find what I need. That is where I'm going to find my satisfaction. So no matter what comes in and out of your life, I want you to focus on the satisfaction. Don't worry about it. Some things you may have to let go of because it's no longer serving you. So therefore, it brought satisfaction for today, but maybe not tomorrow. And so therefore, tomorrow we'll buy something else. Does that make sense to you, Tasia?
Yes.
So now, Tasia, what can I look into for you on today?
There's a lot of changes that are going to be coming forward within the next week or two. Mm-hmm. And I guess I'm really just open to what, you know, God leads you to say.
Okay.
Concerning me. Yeah.
All right. I need you to really, I need you to make some decisions within. I feel like you are right now. It's like a beautiful, like a limb or a branch on a tree, and it's blowing back and forth with the wind. But now I need you to decide what it is that you really want. What do you really want? In other words, it's like, well, Tasia, we gonna go over here. You're like, okay. Well, Tasia, we gonna go over here. Okay. But what does Tasia really want to do? And that is what I feel that has been locked away in a closet somewhere, is your desires have not been openly expressed. And I need you, and God is desiring for you to openly express your desires. But see, this is what has kept you hindered. This is where the fear has come in. Well, what if I say it and, you know, it doesn't happen, or, you know, I'm not appreciated for what I say, or I sound stupid, or I sound dumb. You know, it's like that child that have a question to ask the teacher, but they're afraid of what everybody may say. Like, Tasia, you don't know what 2 + 2 is? Shame on you. We're afraid of being judged. Does that make sense to you, Tasia?
Yes.
So I need you to realize how special you really are, because you don't at this time. I need you to realize that, because whatever question, whatever idea, whatever thought you have, God is depending on that thought to bring forth light, not only to you, but the other people that are around you. So you must start understanding and recognizing how special, how gifted, how talented, how beautiful you really are. Does that make sense, Ms. Tasia?
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to, I'm going to ask you, like I asked somebody else, what is something you would like to experience for the next 3 months?
Wow.
Oh, Lord, I got the wow that time. I got the wow. Oh, Lord, have mercy. No, tell me, what is something that you would like to experience within the next 3 months?
Something that I would like to experience. One thing that I've definitely been praying for is just, you know, that God would allow me to be found by the person that he would have me to be with and share life with as far as a companion. So I'm ready for that. I feel in my life, and I would like to see that.
Okay.
Come forth.
I'm going to make it easier for you. I'm going to make it easier. This is what I hear. I want you to first be open to companionship. I want to experience companionship. Now, and I know, because the first thing will pop up, no, I want the right one now. I want the right one. But see, you got to first be open to at least try. Now, this goes sound kind of bad, but please hear me.
Okay.
You got to first be open to try a restaurant. You got to be able to even to say, well, I want barbecue or Chinese or whatever. You got to first be willing to step out the house and say, you know what? Let me just try to taste somebody else's cooking. Let me be open to this. And that's what I need you to be open to. Because we get to the point where I want the right one. That puts a lot of stress on the situation. Don't put stress. Let's first enjoy. Well, right now, I'm just going out having a good time with some friends. I'm going out to eat. And don't worry about if this is the right one or not. Just enjoy the moment. See, because that's how we started the situation. I'm afraid of, I need to let go of what it may lead to or what may happen here. No, enjoy the moment. Does that make sense? And I'm telling you, honestly, for those of people that are married or single, some people, even men and women, you drive the other party away. Are we going to get married? What's your favorite food? Ooh, and what do you like to do here? And because you're not really getting to know the person for the person, you're getting to know them because I'm tired of being by myself. You ready to get married tomorrow at 6 o'clock? You know, I'm going to call my pastor and he can come over and marry us. Well, you know, enjoy the moment. Enjoy the moment. There's something that God wants you to experience in that moment. And let go of all the inhibitions of where is this going to lead to? Where is this? You know, just, you know, now let me throw this in. I'm not saying go right to bed with everybody. I didn't say that. Because that's what I hear somebody listening to me right now. He's trying to tell that girl to go sleep with that man on the first date. Lord have mercy. No, that's not what I said. You know, there's more to a relationship than sex. Can I get an amen from you, Tasia?
Amen.
See? But we got to be, but sometimes many, and this is true, because many people, we jump right to the sex, and that's it. Well, do we fit? Can I get an orgasm with it? Well, it goes beyond that. Come on. Let's get rid of the fears of intimacy. Because sex is really not intimacy. That can help with intimacy, and it's supposed, should be a part. But this is something that I do feel for you. Let's take a slow journey into real intimacy without the inhibitions, sharing our heart, our dreams. So first you got to be open. Now this is going to sound kind of, I'm going to say it the best way I can. Open your heart first. Open your mind first before you open up any other part of the body. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So we got to be willing to do that. You going to be willing to do that for me, Tasia?
Yes.
Now, I'm praying with you because I want you to experience the openness, that companion. I want you to experience companionship within the next 3 months. Are you up for
it? Okay. I am. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, Tasia. Hang in there. I want you to email me, text me something. Let me know how things are going for you, okay?
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. Got to let go of some stuff, and we're going to do it, all right? We're going to do it. This fall, we're going to do it. I'll be right back, everybody. Spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And you know what? I'm talking about letting go. Letting go. Right now, the trees are going to start letting go of the leaves, and because it's no longer serving them. And maybe now those leaves can serve the ground. Maybe the leaves can serve the ground more. You know, I remember if you leave the leaves a little while, it just turns into mush, which eventually turns into dirt. So right now, we have to learn to let go of some things. We are holding on to some things that, hey, you need to let go of. Is it really serving its purpose in your life? Is it still helping you? Well, you got to be honest with that now, okay? Listen, I'm going to Atlanta right here in my hometown. A lovely young lady I met on the cruise of the Law of Attraction cruise. Chanel, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Wonderful. I'm thanking you so very much for being on with me on today. Now, Chanel, what is something that you're willing to let go of in this season of your life?
You know what? I am letting go of things. I had a great aunt that passed away 2 years ago, and I had to go through a lot of different turmoil with family and things like that. So I had to move a lot of her things into my mini studio until I was able to get that coverage of her home. And so right now I'm just decluttering, getting rid of a lot of things out of my studio downtown that belongs to her, and then taking that back over to her home, giving some things away. I actually let go of a couch that was gifted to me 2 years ago when I moved over there that I didn't want and I couldn't stand it. And I gave it away last night to someone that lived in my building in Midtown. So I'm just giving away things, getting ready for new and abundant, and just being happy about letting go. I'm thinking I'm going into more of a minimalist lifestyle while I live in this mini studio. And just kind of preparing myself for companionship, growth, and and married. So you got to get rid of stuff.
You know what? I love it. I absolutely love it. You know, and it's something you said, you know, you didn't like the couch, but you finally was able to let it go. And it made me think, you know, some things we receive, it may have not been intended for us in the first place. It was, we were there to be responsible for it, but it really is to pass it on. But we don't know that at the time. So maybe somebody else that could use, appreciate, even love what we saying, I'm tired of this. Now, anybody want this sofa?
Oh, God. Honey, I was so sick of that sofa, and I had it in the hallway for about 10 or 15 minutes, and I think by the time I came back, it was gone. So someone got it. It didn't have any smell to it. I had to cover it up because I couldn't stand the prints on there, so I covered it up. So it was not dirty. It looked brand new and everything. So whoever got it is definitely thankful they got a new couch.
Yay! They are excited. You know, and it's true. We have to really be bold enough to let go. We have to be bold enough because sometimes we'll talk ourselves, well, I don't know. You know, if somebody don't have no sofa, I better hold on to this. I better keep it in my life. But if it's not serving a purpose for you, I think you did the right thing. And I love what you said. I love you're minimizing things, and it's like you're in a studio, and it's like you're getting rid of things that I really don't need. A lovely lady I gave a reading to not too long ago, she said something to me. She said, Dr. Moser, I don't like a lot of clutter, and I don't hoard a lot of things. She said, people give me things a lot, but if I don't need it in my house, I don't care how valuable it is. I don't care for it. I just don't want it because it's going to bring clutter. And I said, so you can let go of stuff that she said, yeah, because people just give her things. She's like, I don't need that. Thank you, though. But I appreciate it. I'm like, now, if that was me, I'd probably be taking it, squeezing it into this corner, and we go push it over here and do that. But no, she said, I just can't live with clutter. And although it's pretty clutter, I just don't want it. So we have to know what to let go of, what not to even accept. So I celebrate you on that, Chanel. You're doing an awesome job in your life. So what is something I can look into for you on today?
Well, I am also, and I mentioned it a couple of minutes ago, I'm also to career stuff, companion things that are happening that are slightly changing, but as I am decluttering and getting rid of things too, I know that's going to open up space for me to receive what the best thing for me to go into my purpose work. More of my purpose work, and I want to work more from home, and then the companionship going into the end of the year with this person that I've been seeing, just praying that it's the right fit and it's the right thing. I've been seeing red a lot. I even told him, and then of course he started to wear it, and then I was wearing it too, and we both had on red when we saw each other. So I'm just like, I'm embracing the color red as well, ironically, to wear red, to have a red bag, to have a red pair of shoes. I'm like, okay, Lord, this is love. Like, we're embracing the color red.
I like that. I love what you just said. We are embracing the color red. Now, red a lot of times can mean emergency. It can mean alert, be aware, and it can definitely mean love. It by meaning blood. Blood. We're sharing each other's blood. It's something that we need to look into. There's a love. If I want to say it this way, this is where it's coming to me, a love blood relationship. I love what is in your blood, your personality, the way you think. It's all in your blood. So I love that about you. And so I love the fact that you all are embracing the red of each other, and you all are willing to wear that color. I think that is phenomenal. Also, I want to encourage you, couple of things. One, I want you to make sure you balance your life. Balance your life. Balance your life with your career. Now, I don't know if you're looking, do you have a child now?
Not yet, but I want a child with my husband. So we want to be married before we decide to have children, but that has been, me and him have talked about that. And I do want a child.
I do feel that, I do feel a loving energy of a child. And I do feel, when I'm sharing this with you, I don't have any control over time, but I do feel that that child is rapidly approaching. Now, we all know what you got to do to have a baby. We all know that. But I do feel that there's a child that is, I just feel like you all are embracing a child. I really do. So I want, you know, that may be not now, it may be later, but that energy is very much here. So it's going to take you balancing your life right now. Things are moving a little bit faster than what you thought. But also, I have to share this with you. Let go of, I'm being shown California. Now, that's where I used to live. So sometimes I become hesitant. I become hesitant even where I'm living now because of some things I dealt with in California. Like, oh, God. But this is a whole different ballgame. I'm in Georgia now. So you have to let go of something that was prior. I want to say a previous relationship that you really have not. You're beyond it, but you're not totally over it. And I know that may not, it seems like that's not possible, but I still need you to continue working on realizing this is a new relationship. It's not the same as before. Does that make any sense to you, my dear? Are you there?
I mean, I'm here. It could be of, you know, letting them be who they are and not feeling a certain way when something happens because the other person did something.
Exactly.
Similar.
Exactly. Because last week, something triggered a past emotion from you. That's what I'm getting. Last week, something triggered a past emotion from you. It was an emotion from the past. And that's what I'm getting. It's like whatever you consider last week, this is what I'm getting. And I feel like a button was pushed, but you were able to control your thought pattern a little bit more. Instead of going within, you did begin to talk it out or communicate a little bit about the situation. Now, I don't know what that is, but that's exactly what I'm hearing. So please be mindful that things are very different and they're moving quicker than what you may realize. And yes, I still see this beautiful child, and I want to say it's a boy child. So I really see a loving energy that wants to come. And, you know, I really just feel like you all are going to embrace together the red, the love, the joy, and the moving forward of both of your lives. Do you understand what I'm saying, my dear?
Yes, that is so wonderful.
Well, I pray great success for you. Continue to stay encouraged and move forward for greater. And you right here in Georgia, so you glad that the weather's cooling off a little bit, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, I am. Because over there at the house, that way we can turn that air off.
You know, yeah, that's true. That is true. But, you know, seems like you like the heat. Well, you know, it ain't no problem. Yeah. Go for it.
I love California. So you talking about let go California. I love California.
Well, that was for me. I had to let it
go.
But for you, what it was seemingly was a past situation. That's what it represented, a past situation. Okay? Now, believe it or not, yeah. California is going to return back to you. It will. And it's going to be work-related. Yeah. I don't know how that is, but it's going to be work-related. But until that time...
Yeah, with all this remote stuff going on, I'm sure I could work from Atlanta and remote out of Cali right now.
Well, hey, go for it. You got it. I want you to stay encouraged, my dear, and keep moving forward here.
Thank you.
Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And, you know, sometimes we just got to let some things go. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, He leads me. He leads me by the still waters. The only way God can really lead you there, if you got to let go of where you have been. So sometimes you got to let go of where you've been that you can move forward to where your success is. Did you catch that? Listen, go ahead on my website, Dr. Michael Mosley, and book your session with me. That's drmichaelmosley.com, and schedule your reading with me. I'll be right back, everybody.
And the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Ahead of me seems impossible to face. When someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely affair. And when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you.
You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, and I'm so happy to be with you on today. You know, some things in our lives we have to let go. And it's the fall season right now at the time of this recording. And, you know, the leaves are falling. Sometimes the flowers may lose a little bit of their color, and the petals may even fall. But it's because it's time to prepare for something greater. We have to let go in order to embrace something greater in our lives. Listen, I'm going back to the phone line. Let me see. Blessings to you, caller. Are you there?
Yes, Dr. Mosley. This is Zakiya Pickett. I am here.
Okay, Sister Pickett. Miss Pickett, how are you doing on today?
I am blessed, and I am truly a walking miracle. I just got out of the hospital on Wednesday. I had to be rushed in, and they said that I had contracted the COVID virus. Oh. However, they cannot seem to find exactly if the virus attacked or if it was lupus or pneumonia or anything of that nature. So I'm looking at this from the standpoint of that was simply a test so that I can give out my testimony and say how good God is. Because even though I did not know what my path was or where I was going, I could rest in knowing and being assured that he was carrying me through it.
Oh, my goodness. And look at you. You have been released from the hospital. And so you obviously you're doing much better. And the way you're talking, you don't talk like somebody with COVID-19. So how are you feeling right now?
Right now, I'm feeling good. I'm regaining that sense of peace, that sense of calm with my faith, because I cannot allow other people's experiences to dictate what my experience is going to be or where my faith is going to carry me or what works I shall put forth in my faith so that I can experience and be of service to God and his children on this planet and in this realm. I'm just so overwhelmed, Dr. Mosley. I don't they have diagnosed me, or they have claimed to have diagnosed me with lupus. They, about 3 weeks ago, put me on dialysis. My kidney function went from a stabilized 10% functioning to a 7 within a week. And so this was back to back to back to back. And as I have been attacked, I have come out and I have gotten stronger. I have continued to grow. And I know that there is a vast ministry out here that I am supposed to partake in and be the facilitator of. I just need to know where to go, what to look for, and how to get there. I really do. I need some leadership right now. I need to know what I need to do.
You know, first, I do want you to realize something that I'm hearing. And that is that, you know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, surely, which means be confident in this, goodness and mercy, those two beautiful energies, are following you. So I want you to first be mindful that you are being followed. You have backup. You have great support system that is around you. Surely goodness and mercy, they are following you and they're leading you. Now, right now, I want you to begin. This is one thing I need you to understand. He's telling me to tell you. I want you to pray for your community. Wherever you're living right now, there's a spirit that is there. And I need you. The Bible speaks about how we, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty. We are in a spiritual battle. So I want you to pray for your community, where you are living, your environment. You're going to meet someone that will give you the, and it's going to be a gentleman that will give you your next step. But right now, pray for your community, because it's not just COVID-19, but it's a panic. I'm getting like a panic sensation that's kind of keeping everybody on guard. And there's some tension there that we need to cause to be alleviated. You are a walking miracle. Continue to realize that you have backup that is going with you everywhere you go, and that is to total success, total safety, and total healing. So I bless God for you, Miss Pickett, and I want you to stay encouraged. Will you do that for me?
Oh, definitely, Dr. Mosley, and thank you so very much for being that touchstone for so many of us.
Oh,
in this community.
God bless your heart. Thank you so very much. All saints of God, my wonderful friends, I am so grateful for you. Listen, I want you to go to the website, schedule your session with me at drmichaelmosley.com. Go ahead, drmichaelmosley.com. Remember, it's fall time, and God does want to lead us by the still waters. But in order for him to lead us, sometimes we got to let go. You got to move. You got to change your position. You may have to change jobs. You may have to change your mindset. In other words, you got to let go of what is no longer serving you to acquire those things that will greater bless you. Are you ready to do that? I pray that you are. So let's go forward and let's watch God continue to prosper us. Hey, I'm not out of words. I'm certainly not out of love. But unfortunately, I'm out of time. But please do me a favor. Go to my website, Dr. Michael Mosley. Schedule your next session with me and let's root each other to greater success by realizing what are some things I need to let go of. And you too will be like Miss Pickett and say, you know, I thank God that I am a walking miracle. Yes, to God be the glory. Listen, you stay encouraged and stay on your path, your spiritual GPS to success. I love you dearly. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I'll talk to you again next time, everybody. Blessings to you.